Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I'm so glad to see you. Welcome to our Tuesday edition of Fun with Melly. I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word, right, you guys? If this is biblical, what we're experiencing. I was had the show already, and then President Trump pulled this. Did you guys see this? I just posted this on social media. President Trump is making them melt down, and I want you to see it. Let me just play this real quick before we jump into our show. Check it out.
Paris, France, the Eiffel Tower, 1889, it was built. It was supposed to be taken down immediately after the World's Fair. And then they said, you know, we sort of like it. Let's leave it up a little bit longer. And then they said, let's leave it up longer and longer and longer. Well, they never took it down. And, you know, we're building something in front of the White House that's quite attractive to a lot of people. It's going to have the big UFC fight on June 14th. And I'm looking at it, and maybe we'll never, ever take it down.
never, ever take it down. I can hear the people screeching. They were already upset. They're upset at everything that he is doing at the White House. So I want you guys to tell me in the chat, what do you think is going on with this? There's something more about this Oculus. I'm telling you, there's something else going on with this thing. And, you know, we've got this beautiful sign in the heavens. It's happening. It's basically a Bethlehem star happening on the 9th. And then this event happening on the 14th. You guys know the significance of that date. It's President Trump's birthday. It's Flag Day. And it's actually Jesus's birthday. I mean, this is seriously something bigger than this is going on. And if you look at it, it looks like, now that he's calling it an Oculus. Let me see if I can pull it up. Yeah, it's that, but it's also kind of looks like Ezekiel's wheel. Let's see if I can get a full picture of it. Ezekiel's wheel. We've talked about that. I did a video. Go look at my highlights on my Melissa Red Pill X account, and you'll see that there's that. It looks like a stargate. It looks like a dome. It looks like something very interesting that it would be so cool if this was there forever. It's just something. And of course, it's red, white, and blue. It's really, really cool looking. But what do you guys think? I can't wait to find out either, Ms. Jacobs. I can't either. Portal jumpers. My dream, as I was telling you on my last video, my dream is, I think this one, let's see if I can find the one that I did. Yeah, the one, Patriots in Control, that one right there. I was like, okay, what? You know, my dream is that we'd have something really big happen on that day. And even, you know, as it talks about in, you guys know this, on my melissaredpill.com, I have an end times page. If you go right here and you click on end times truth, you'll see all this information. If you're not familiar with the wonderful truth about end times, it's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us, right, everybody? But what if, you know, as it says in Revelation 20, it says that there are those who will, you know, rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. And what if that, wouldn't that be cool? That would be so cool. Like somebody like who it says that they were, quote, beheaded. These people who've suffered and were killed, quote, killed, but maybe they were not. I don't know what that means. Okay, I'm just telling you right now. That's the one thing in Revelation 20, Revelation I don't understand yet. That's one of the things, but it talks about this happening, that these people who were, quote, beheaded will come back to life. So maybe it's someone like, as we were saying the other day, like Diana, Princess Diana, Michael Jackson, Charlie Kirk, some of these people. We'll see. We'll see. That would be super cool. That would be super cool. I don't know. I'm just dreaming. I'm just dreaming. I just know one thing. He's causing the everyone to freak out because they don't, you know, they don't want this to be left up there. They don't want it up there for 5 minutes, much less forever. So, and he knows what will really get them in a tangle. All right. So that's the. I just had to show that to you guys because that just came out before we came on. I wanted you to see that. All right. So now, what we were really the biggest thing I was going to talk to you about tonight is, and by the way, I had something else I wanted to talk to you about tonight. I know I said I can hopefully talk to you about it on Tuesday. I can't yet. Just hang on tight with me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to play that with you. I really don't do that. I don't play that. But I have to wait just a little bit. Okay. So just everybody's just, I want to so bad, but I can't talk about it yet. All right. So anyway, but back to this. Saving Israel for last. Finally, President Trump jumped on Bibi's case. He really attacked him. And I want you to hear this because, you know, I wasn't in the room, but the word is he was really going after Netanyahu. So listen to this.
But Netanyahu was tense, saying in a piece posted yesterday, quote, summarizing Trump's remarks to Netanyahu, the U.S. official said, "You're effing crazy. You'd be in prison if it weren't for me. I'm saving your A. Everybody hates you now. Everybody hates Israel because of this." A second source briefed on the call said Trump was pissed and at one point yelled at Netanyahu, "What the F are you doing?"
There you go. This is from Axios. "You're effing crazy. You'd be in prison right now if it weren't for me. Everybody hates you now and hates Israel now." I mean, that those words, I'm really surprised to hear from President Trump because he supported Netanyahu so much. But the reason for this is because the man is such a warmonger. He cannot go 5 minutes without trying some kind of a war. And he's already angry because Pahlavi is not going to go in and be the leader of Iran. And there's nothing he can do to stop that. And he wants to have his puppet leader, Pahlavi, in there. And so, but that's not going to happen. President Trump's not going to allow that. And so tell me again, everybody, how, you know, everybody hates you now. Because, and we've been saying this for so long, he cannot stop the warmongering, whether it's in Gaza or Iran or in Lebanon. And so this is what happened. He started striking Lebanon more. And he said, and of course, he's saying it's because, you know, whatever reasons he has. And the Iran thing is, you know, still going back and forth. Because this is real. This is not some kind of fake war like they always have done. And this hasn't gone on 12 and 30 years, right? Anyway, so Netanyahu started striking Lebanon more. And I said this, the proxy war is the cabal's plan to stop Trump. You know he's a cabal operative. You know that he is... I think they're vying for power as to who's going to run the cabal, but then they realize, hey, we've got to work together or Trump's going to defeat us both. And so they're working together to do this proxy war. Oh, Lebanon says, you know, you attack me and then I'll attack you back. And then back. You know, that's how it always works. That's what a proxy war is. And so they've always done this to foment all this war and to as a financial boondoggle where they get more money from the tax coffers and just cause all this chaos in the Middle East and control the price of oil and all that. We know that that's their game. But, okay, then I want you to see what happened next. Okay, so Netanyahu ordered the military strikes against Beirut to destroy Hezbollah, prompting thousands to flee the area. And 50 rockets were sent into northern Israel. So back and forth they go, right? As they always have done. But then, okay, there was they're saying that their ceasefire collapses as Iran ends the peace talks. Now, did anybody here flip out? I hope that you guys know, as he has been saying, everyone relax, trust the plan, trust Trump. I'm going to show you those here in a little bit. All these posts from the White House and from President Trump. Just trust the plan. You'll love how this movie ends. All these messages we've been getting. But it's saying, oh, the ceasefire has ended, trying to get everybody's hair on fire. Iran has severed all diplomatic talks with the United States, accusing Israel of violating the ceasefire by bombing its proxy militia Hezbollah in Lebanon. Again, that's what they always use, this to get everybody all upset and say, see, we're going to go back into war and blah, blah, blah. Right. So it's just their game. And President Trump knows their game. So then the U.S. military launched multiple strikes into Iran. not into the people, but into the IRGC, into the criminal cabal. And they're like, oh, yeah, we forgot. It's like, how did they forget? They forgot that President Trump has a real military. This is not just a little paper game, a paper war that they just get to play on a risk board. This is real war. And when you pull this kind of BS, then President Trump's going to light you up with a real missile, not a play missile, not something that's just on the news that this happened, but really light you up and you're really dead. That's what's really happening. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, oops, we forgot. This was real. This is not some of our play wars that we've always had in the past where the little people get hurt, but we are safe. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, so the New World Order won't give up, though, I said, until they're arrested. They're going to try this. They're going to try that. They're going to try the other until they're arrested. So that's as simple as that. Now, I'm going to show you what Dan Scavino posted, which is super cool. We'll get to that in just a second. I always get too excited and get ahead of myself. President Trump reversed a planned Israel invasion of troops into Lebanon after this call with Netanyahu. And this comes as Iran kept blocking negotiations due to the Israeli strikes in Lebanon. He says there'll be no troops going to Beirut or any troops that are on their way. They've already been turned back. Likewise, through highly placed representatives, I have a very good call with Hezbollah, and they agreed that all shooting will stop, that Israel will not attack them, and they will not attack Israel. Because President Trump used the true military and struck back on real people, real New World Order operatives. They're like, oops, we better, you know, not, or we're going to end up dead. And so that's really what it boils down to, is that he truly has the power, and they know he's willing to use it. And so they're really out of options. This lasted 2 days. This is on Monday here, not even 2 days. What is this? Tuesday evening. And then all of a sudden, the whole thing fell apart. Their attempt to get this war ginned back up has failed. So that tells you right there, President Trump owns all the cards. He has all the cards. And then he says here, we are saving Israel for last. I think that we're at that point. What do you guys think? I think that this is possibly the moment that Israel has been saved for last. We know that Iran will be free. As I was talking about on that video, again, I think it was this one right here. Let's see. I think Patriots in Control, this one right here. Do you believe in coincidences? That one right there. I believe that what happened was that, let me see if I can get back to where I was trying to be. I believe that when President Trump had the meeting on Pentecost with the leaders of Saudi Arabia and UAE and Bahrain and Kuwait and all these different leaders, and he invited Iran to come and join the Abraham Accords. They all agreed that they were going to box out the cabal. And now they're just like panicking. They don't know what to do because they don't, you know, they don't have anyone on their side, and they can't control any of these countries anymore. So what I believe is happening is that battle has been won. That was won on Pentecost. So now it's saving Israel for last. That's the last piece of the puzzle. And he's finally attacking Israel. Not good people of Israel, but the ones who've hijacked Israel. Just like there are people who hijacked China and hijacked Russia and hijacked America. The traitors to each of these countries. They're traitors, like Netanyahu in Israel. If you're not familiar with this whole deal, then you got to catch up, because these are warmongers that are puppet leaders in each of these countries. If you're not familiar, newsflash, this is the beast of Revelation. This is the Antichrist. This is what it talks about when it talks about the four horsemen. The white horsemen is all these puppet leaders. All these puppet leaders in all these countries are how the cabal has run the world. And now you've got good leaders in all these countries who are saying, we're not going to play your game anymore. And that's all I talk about this in this Decode of Revelation called End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's the end times for this cabal running the world. And now we're on the last piece of the puzzle, which is saving Israel for last. I really do think that that's where we are in the puzzle. If you like this information, definitely hit the subscribe button right now. I'm trying to get to 100,000, okay, on my YouTube, on my join on both. Join on my YouTube, join on my on the Rumble and on my Melissa Red Pill X. Okay, so if you guys who are over in the moderators, if you could go and make sure everybody has in the chat, you have all of the links to all those, so you can be everyone can find those and join with me, so more people can see this great news. It's very good news. It's the best news of anything out there. And boy, do we need some good news. All right. So yeah, definitely hit the like button right now. Hit it on all three. All right. So now, and subscribe. Now, the next thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, what is President Trump talking about on this post that he put out today? It says illegal immigrants and foreign fraudsters steal billions every year from the American taxpayer. As part of my administration's historic effort to end fraud and reverse mass illegal immigration, I recently signed a powerful new executive order, which will be led by the Treasury Department to stop banks. That is our enemy. Those are our enemies. The banksters are our enemies. They're the ones who've controlled all the currencies of the world, and that's who, you know, that's really the arm of the New World Order, is the banks, the big banks. President Trump was calling them out, saying, you know, that he didn't really appreciate how they were shutting out the little guy and only, you know, picking the winners and the losers. But on this, he's saying we're going to stop the banks, the credit cards, and the financial institutions from being able to use to facilitate human smuggling, drug trafficking, and illegal immigration, and the criminal cartels who orchestrate these activities. They've been laundering all this money through all this trafficking. Now, if you remember, I told you before, my life as a lady with a laptop on and sharing all this information about biblical things, you know, I've taught children God's word for 40 years. I've done scripture songs, but I also worked at a bank, and I had to make absolutely sure that any money that came into the bank from any of the assets that I sold, I had to vet those and make sure that they were not from nefarious actors. And there was a whole list. As long as someone's name was not on that list, then we could accept the money into the bank. Well, obviously there's two lists, and then the bad guys get away with doing all their illegal money laundering into these banks, because the bad guys are not on the list I was looking at, clearly. Anyway, and so this is who he is fighting, the real bad guys. They stop anybody who is not in their club, right? The club gets away with it, but not the other ones were boxed out. Anyway, but now the roles are reversed. It says access to our nation's financial systems must be limited to those who have a legal right to be here and who are engaged in lawful and legitimate commerce, not these people who are coming in like the fraudsters in Minnesota and the fraudsters in California who are taking all this money from our government and from our tax dollars and sending it overseas. Because that's the problem. You have a chance of getting it back if it's still in the United States. But once it's sent out of our country, that is very unlikely that you'll get that money back. So this is what he's doing. He's saying, we're going to stop the banks from doing this, from sending this money out. He just posted this today. Bank accounts being used to enable illegal immigration or to store the welfare received by illegal aliens will be shut down, and funds will immediately face impoundment and seizure so they can be returned to the taxpayers. Thank you, President Trump. We have the best president ever. All right. So yeah, and he just loves to upset all their apple carts. He upsets Bibi Netanyahu's apple cart, the banker's apple cart. It's just all the apple carts. The apples are going everywhere. Look at this. Stay with me, deplorables. You love how this movie ends. I love that. Let me just turn off the music. Whoever made this, thank you, LPS Psychological, whatever it is. Love that. That's President Trump posted that over on his Truth Social. But yeah, just like post 4095. That says, you'll stay with me, deplorables. You'll love how this movie ends. Just a coincidence. President Trump posted that. That's just a coincidence. It always has plausible deniability. But yeah, this is the, he's posting so much about so many Q posts. I love it. Thank you, President Trump, for posting these things to give us that confidence that we're here, we are, and we're at the end. This is the post I was telling you about that Dan Scavino posted. Did you guys see? I love being a deplorable too, Texas Ginger. I love it. We are so blessed. We are so blessed to be in this fight. So keep fighting, patriots. Just get the truth out every which way you possibly can. Okay, so Dan Scavino posted, every journey has an end. Yay. will continue, but we'll continue into the golden age. And so, you know, we'll continue to have our show. I feel confident. I don't know what the Lord's going to do. To be honest, I never knew I was going to do this until we did, right? I never knew we were all going to get together and do all this. But yeah, here we are. So this book right here, The Golden Age, is where we're headed. And we're going to be talking about all the great things, all the beautiful fountains, how beautiful the golden age will be, the golden age of health. Oh my gosh, I've got so much great stuff to tell you guys. The golden age of abundance, the golden age. These are all God's promises in his word about all the things will happen in the golden age. It's going to be awesome. Good leaders and good. It's just going to be wonderful. Unity, peace. It's going to be unbelievable. Awesome. The eye is not seen and ear is not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those who love him. Beautiful days, and the cabal will be gone. Yay, the Antichrist cabal. Every journey has an end. Oh my goodness, please tell me this is going to be for the 14th. I don't know. I'm just like, hope it is. Pretty cool. He sure is pointing us to that, and it would be like the fighters. The fighters are going to be there. Well, who's the number one fighter is President Trump. You and I are fighters, but, you know, Charlie Kirk, all these great fighters. We'll watch and see. Thank you, Dan Scavino, for posting that. Yeah, trust the plan. Yeah, just another coincidence. They're posting from the Department of War CTO. Trust the plan. Look at those eyes. Look at those eyes locked in on the cabal. Oh, come on. So he posted this also to those negatively chirping. Quiet. It will all work out. In the end, it always does. So he posted this one. The White House posted this one. Yeah, the White House. And so look at this one here. I think he's talking about all these people, these mainstream media puppets of the New World Order are traitors. As he has said, you're committing treason. Quiet. Quiet. That's what he's saying. He's telling them to be quiet and to stop and to bring peace from this storm. Stop it. Stop fomenting all this. These lies that keep this war going. But that is, of course, their job. As President Trump just said the other day, they are told by their editors what to post. Here's his post. Shh. Pretty cool. I like that. Okay, I'm just going to, can I tell you what that reminds me of? Can I tell you what that reminds me of? Remember when there was a storm and it's always just like, oh, come on. You know, when is this crazy movie, crazy storm going to be over? But remember when the disciples were in the boat with Jesus? And he just said, shh, peace, be still. Stop that storm. Now all of a sudden, when Jesus did that, it freaked him out more than the storm. The storm had freaked him out. They were like, Lord, save us, you know. But then when he said, shh, and it got all quiet, they're like, who can do that? Nobody can do that. They were calling on Jesus to save them. But when he did, they were like, what? Yeah. Anyway, that's kind of what it reminded me of. All right. So it also, this is a very cool post. Look at this. Just sit back and relax. It all will work out in the end. It always does. President Donald J. Trump. Trust in Trump. Just saying. Trust in Trump. Love that. Thank you for that. Okay. I thought that was cool. I'm going to just give you that one. So this is a link to my X account if you want to go and share that one and like it and join my Melissa Red Pill X account. All right. So then also President Trump said, okay, I showed this last time, but I'm going to show it again because I want to make sure that you understand, again, what happened on Pentecost, the day that we were counting up to the 50 of the bundle of Omer behind us. I believe that was the day. It says, you know, it was the Patriots are in control. Now, he posted this. Let's see. Pentecost was on, when was it? It was the 26th. Yeah. Patriots are in control. It was on the 26th. Boom. That is the day.
Am I right?
Yeah, it was. Patriots are in control. And so they were pointing to the 17 post about Patriots in control. And I believe that's when basically the cabal lost control of all the countries, and including Iran, the IRGC in Iran. They lost control. And the Patriots got full control. Because it said full control on this post. Well, I don't have the number here. 4494, whatever it was, but locked in. Yeah, done. And the cabal is, at the same time, they're no longer in control of the Federal Reserve. I'm going to show you something here in just a second about the Federal Reserve. But no longer in control of the currency. patriots are in control of the currency. Remember, this happened on Pentecost. This is why we watch the biblical festivals. First of all, the Lord told us to. And second of all, it gives us amazing insight, amazing clues. So yeah, pretty fun. I'm going to show you before we leave, I'm going to show you the beautiful sign in the heavens that's happening on the 9th. All right. This one, I want you to listen to Barbara Boyd of Promethean Action. She's talking about the Federal Reserve and the Bretton Woods. If you're not familiar with this, I'm going to give you just a little snippet of that she's talking about. And it's the difference between whether you run our financial system on the Keynesian baloney, or the Roosevelt model. And President Trump is going with the Roosevelt, model, which was also Alexander Hamilton model, where you're not trying to squash the economy and raise the interest rates. You're letting the economy just be free and go and don't slow it down. And if you have more people who are in the workforce who are supplying more goods, then the price comes down. It's just that how it works. Anyway, so she's going to talk a little bit about that. And so this was way back in the day. She's talking about the fight at Bretton Woods. I wanted you to make sure you heard some of this. Check it out.
My cliff notes, if you will, to Will Wirtz's excellent class on Bretton Woods for Promethean Action on May 2nd. You should watch the whole class if you want to get the full picture. It's July 1944. 730 delegates from 44 nations are meeting at the Mount Washington Hotel in New Hampshire. Roosevelt has already told Churchill that after the war, Americans will dismantle the British Empire's colonial system and help the world develop using the American methods perfected in wartime. Roosevelt's man here, Harry Dexter White. On the British side, John Maynard Keynes, economist, celebrity, aristocrat, a Malthusian, a genetics freak, who admitted in the German edition of his general theory that Hitler's Germany was a better environment for his ideas of the West's freedom-based systems. He called the conference a monkey show because of the Indians, Africans, South Americans, and Chinese present. Keynes's plan, the Bancor, an international currency controlled by a supranational central bank with debtors like Britain given automatic credit lines and creditors like the U.S. forced to drain their reserves. A system designed to let Britain keep extracting and keep financing its empire on American credit. Think about Mark Carney's 29.
I just want to make sure you understand what she's saying, is that they have constantly siphoned away our wealth. And just they basically use our labor, like slave labor, like they have China. And they've realized it was kind of difficult to do it in America because we do have rights over here. And so that's why they wanted to transfer everything over to China, because you didn't have as many rights over there. And so they were just basically using our labor and then using it to all that the benefit, all the financial gain would go to them instead of to the American people. And or to any citizens of any country.
19 Jackson Hole proposal for a synthetic world currency to replace the dollar, and his current plans to mobilize the middle nations against the U.S. and China. The carbon copy is not accidental. Roosevelt's plan, the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency backed by gold, fixed exchange rates, capital controls to stop speculative flows from gutting sovereign economies, the IMF as a stabilization mechanism, not the central bank enforcer it became. Producing nations had the advantage. Alexander Hamilton's American system was written into the global architecture. Roosevelt won there, Keynes lost. For 27 years, 1944 to 1971, Bretton Woods produced the most sustained period of real economic growth in human history.
Because they were basing it on us being a producing nation. And so letting our economy be free. And that's exactly what we did. But then look what happens in 1971 under Nixon, and the gold, the currency no longer being on the gold, based upon gold.
After Roosevelt's death, starting with Truman, however, the original intention was corrupted. London's manipulations finally drove Nixon to kill Bretton Woods on August 15, 1971. The dollar was cut loose from gold. The city of London built the offshore euro dollar market. Kissinger arranged the petrodollar with the Saudis. And every manufacturing crisis, every oil shock, every Gulf War, every inflation panic drove money through London circuit while the real economy was deindustrialized. Trump's foreign policy, once you master his new national security strategy, becomes very clear in this context. It states explicitly that we will no longer participate in our managed decline. It dictates his approaches to Russia and China. The Western Hemisphere and Indo-Pacific as primary trading blocks, India and Japan as key players, the end of imperial wars. It is a deliberate return to Roosevelt's post-war intention.
All right, so if you want to see the rest of that, I'm going to give you the link to this so you can go and watch the rest of that. And as she was saying, there was a more that you could go. Anyway, so... Okay, sorry. Can you hear me? Are you good? Okay, I just want to make sure everybody's good. All right, so that's where President Trump is taking us back to the Alexander Hamilton model and the Roosevelt model rather than the Keynesian model. If you hear Keynes or Keynesian, that's where basically think of that as the globalist siphoning away of our wealth away from our country and using us as slave labor and making it, you know, where the bankers control who are the winners and who are the losers, who are the ones who can get access to credit and who cannot. And so that's what, you know, when you hear President Trump calling out the bankers, that's what he's doing. And also calling out the bankers who have been siphoning off our, not only our productive wealth, but now also our tax base, because they're taking this money from these that is being shipped back to Somalia or other countries through these smugglers. Okay, so that's what the fraud is about. So anyway, there I posted the link right over here. Thank you so much, Ms. Jacobs. Anyway, so there is the link over in the chat. So if you can go and share that over on the YouTube, I would really appreciate it. And so you guys can watch that. I really do appreciate those ladies. They work so hard, and the great information. And so I want you to see also and connect this dot, just in case you didn't really get this, because, you know, it's an important point. It says here that they had to downplay, the medical community had to downplay, and Fauci had to downplay ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, because if they said there was an alternative to the jab, then they could not have gotten an emergency use authorization. That is why they had to say ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were not effective, which they knew that they were. Okay, and that's what he is saying on this clip. I want you to hear what RFK has to say about this.
I'll say, you know, explain to your listeners that people wonder, why did we need to suppress ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? These are well-established drugs with well-established safety profiles that have billions of doses have been given. Ivermectin is a human drug. It also works on horses, but it won the Nobel Prize because it works so well on human beings.
Okay, that's so important. That's so important. I got to stop again. This is a human drug. It won the Nobel Prize for being a human drug, not for being a horse drug. It is a drug for humans. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tony Fauci's problem is this. There's a little known federal law that says you cannot give an emergency use authorization to a vaccine if there is any medication approved for any purpose that is shown effective against the target disease. So if Tony Fauci or anybody had admitted that hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin are effective against COVID, it would have been illegal for them to give the emergency use authorizations to the vaccines.
There you go. There you go. I just want to make sure that you guys had that. Okay, I'm going to share this one also over in the chat. And if you can put this over on the YouTube chat, I would really appreciate it. So I'm going to just pop on here. I'll just say this is the one about, okay, I'll just say emergency use. Okay, so this is the, because I don't want to use the other one. I don't know what's going to happen on YouTube. I do not know if I'm going to get my channel banned for talking. I will say this, that it's really coming out all throughout Google about how effective it is. Really very exciting. And I will be talking to you about that more, hopefully soon. Very important. Very good news. Very good news. So just if you have anyone in your world who is sick, please, please check into that. And also check out my health page. I'm going to pop the link over here too, because this is your most important asset is your body. Your second most important asset is your immune system. You have to protect your immune system with everything you've got. You've got, if you don't, if your immune system is junk, you are curtains. You will not make it. And that's why it is critically important that you protect your immune system. And this is why probiotics are so very important. And I will say this super quick. Heather's going to come on the show with us very soon, the one who created this, the P squared probiotics. And she's saying she knows that the drink additive is not available. She wants that to be trying to work on getting that available ASAP. But what you can do is you can take the mouthwash and cut it 50-50 with spring water and then put that as an additive in your drink. Okay, so do it that way until she has her stock replenished, okay? So I'm so thankful for these great patriots who are doing everything they can to get us really good products. If you're not familiar with that, this is where it overwhelms the bad bacteria with good bacteria, and it helps your gut to be strong so that you can fight off anything. That's what we are all about. So very, very exciting. Also, if you're familiar with silver, that stops bacteria and mold and fungus. This is absolutely amazing. If you're not familiar with it, you've got to check it out. It's super, super important. Definitely check into the anti-aging and the nutrients. I believe that that's what President Trump is doing with him being 14 years younger than his biological age. I believe that's where we're going in the golden age of health, where we are doing these things to not damage our immune system. Our immune system is going to become like a steel drum where nothing can harm us. Very, very exciting. So definitely check into that. That's what they attempted to ruin our immune system, but we're going to make it, and humanity will survive. If you are not using the micronutrients, I really encourage you to do so. The green powder, I put it into my smoothie because none of us gets enough greens. None of us does. And even though I do a green smoothie every day, it's hard still to get all the greens. So this is something that you can do. And it's very easy if you just put it in your smoothie to just pop that in there. And they are absolutely amazing. The best I've seen on, also just check into all these things on the freedomforce.live/health page. But yeah, so President Trump, it says from Oz, is that he has a unique ability to keep going at all hours of the day with remarkable strength. So many of these numbers are naturally over time will start to go in the wrong direction. But if you look at his numbers, his records, they're spectacular. President Trump. I think he's less than 14 years younger than his biological age. It's probably less than that. He goes and goes and goes and never stops. I don't even think he sleeps. I don't even know. It just seems unbelievable. Check this out.
I've talked to the president about what he's sent to all of you. And I think it's just a routine, regular exam. You remember I had the president on my show 10 years ago, and he also presented records. And at the time, I was stunned at how well he was doing, because so many of these numbers naturally over time will start going in the wrong direction. But if you look at these records, they're spectacular. You know, his cholesterol, his blood pressure, all the numbers are starting in excellent parameters. His ability, and listen, I work with him frequently. Many of you get to see him almost every day. That amount of energy and that amount of mental acuity does not exist in a vacuum. You have to have a vessel to carry it. And the president has a unique ability to just keep going at all hours of the day with remarkable strength.
Yeah. So it's amazing. So this is what you and I need to get to be as resilient as President Trump. And that's why I really encourage you to watch all the videos on my health page. Everybody watch them all and become as knowledgeable as you possibly can about how to make your immune system as strong as you possibly can, and how to just get stronger and stronger. Don't let them change your mindset that you are going to get weaker and weaker. We're not. We're going to get stronger and stronger. That's what we're going to do. That's what the golden age is about. All right. So yeah, I love it. I'm so thankful. Tina Peters is free. Oh, she's finally free. And she's activated. This is really cool. Thank you for whoever made this little clip. Il Donaldo Trump put this out. I'm ready to see her expose them. I hope that this is this truth is going to come out so everyone knows what they did. Not only to her, which was awful, but also to our country. in stealing these elections, and that they go into the prison cell that they put her in. Amen? Give me an amen on that one, right? All right. So, Spencer Pratt, right now, it's 6:40 p.m. on Tuesday evening. So soon the polls will close in Los Angeles, and I'm just hoping and praying that he gets over 50%. And so I want you to see this. Okay, so first of all, let me show you what's happening in the numbers. I'll do that first. So this just came out just before I came on, too, that the Republicans are at 42%. You know, they're all voting for Spencer Pratt. Would nobody vote for Karen Bass? But anyway, also, there's 38%. So even if it's just the Democrats versus the Republicans, he's going to have more than she does. But there's a 20% group that is saying that they're no party. And I'm just going to say, and Benny said this also, they're likely voting for Spencer Pratt, but just don't want to say. They don't. In California, you cannot say that you are MAGA. You can't. And so you support Trump or anything. So wouldn't that be great if he got over 50%? Because then he's in. And it's done. So to be honest, I don't know exactly when he would take office, but that would be amazing. I've heard that there's some people that are in her office, Bass's office, that are destroying some of the records. I hope they're not doing that, because that would be in big trouble if you tried to pull that kind of baloney. Anyway, so here he's on. Spencer Pratt is on the Bill Maher show, and he's exposing that the homeless crisis in Los Angeles is another NGO ploy. This is how they're making all this money. They draw all these people to Los Angeles saying, oh, you can have all these government subsidies and help. They'll help you and provide for you and all this. Just come to Los Angeles. It's going to be nice weather and blah, blah, blah. And so these people come, and then the money runs out. And so then they end up using these people to bilk the system out of millions and millions of dollars. Check out what he said about it. And Bill Maher was like, no. But yes, this is how it goes, Bill Maher. I don't know what Bill Maher knows and what he doesn't know.
The opportunity to then have a job. Ready for the best part? 60% of the people in Los Angeles that are experiencing homelessness, they're not from California. They've been brought here by NGOs that profit off of this homeless industrial complex, Medicaid.
Wait, they've been brought here?
They've been brought here.
Who did that?
Body brokers bring these people here.
From where?
All across the country. If you're an addict, you can come to L.A. and get these rehabs and use your Medicaid. You have a social security.
It's also, if you're going to be, shall we say, outdoors your whole life, it's better to be here than in Minneapolis.
100%. You know, so a lot of these
I think that's
people,
part of the attraction. I don't know if this is a big plot. No, you think this is a big...
There's a big part where this is... Like, I talk to these people who are now sober, off fentanyl, off meth, and they say they got literally brought here through a rehab, trying to get off drugs. Their money runs out. Boom. Left on the street. This is multiple stories of this. So
boy, that's Tim Walz. He never.
Okay. So The point is that he was kind of drawing the attention away, but it's an NGO, and the money still goes to the NGO, but it doesn't. None of this money goes to the homeless people. They're using these people just like they're doing the hospice and just like they're doing the autism and all the healthcare and all this. It's all a big scam. That's what he's saying. I'm going to play it one more time.
Homelessness. Yeah. They're not from California. They've been brought here by NGOs that profit off of this homeless industrial complex.
It's a homeless industrial complex. Yeah, there you go. It's a homeless industrial complex, and they're making big money off of this, just like they have on the hospice and the autism. It's awful. It's awful. So I just love how he is exposing this, and God bless him. I just hope and pray that he can get in there and turn this ship around, because Los Angeles is turning into just an absolute horror show. All right, go look in tonight. It's going to be dark soon. As soon as it's dark, go out and look at our sign, and soon you're going to see the beautiful Bethlehem star. And so every day, Venus right here is getting closer to Jupiter. And so day after day after day, it's hopscotching along, moving, trucking along. If you have a telescope, you can go and look at it. And truly, it moves so quickly that you can't even keep your telescope in the same place for even 15 seconds. It moves that quickly. Now, it's because it's so far away that it doesn't look like that. Just like, you know, if you see a truck coming down the road, you're like, oh, it's just moving slowly. But obviously when it's closer, it's like, all right. So I want you to see this on Stellarium. This is where you have the Stellarium online planetarium. And so here you'll see they're right in Gemini, which is the beautiful twins. This is, there's Venus right there. And then I'm going to just move it forward so it comes closer to Jupiter right there. And so just day after day, here we are on the 2nd of June. And it's getting closer and closer and closer and closer. And then on the 9th, it's going to be this conjunction, what they call a conjunction of Jupiter and Venus, which is exactly what the wise men saw at Christ's birth. I'm just saying, that's pretty cool. So watch and see what ends up happening on this day. All right, so let me see if there's any. Let's see. There was that one. Okay. Now, I think that, what have I done? Lost my, where's my face? In my face. Okay, let me get that. Oh. There I am. There, hey, there. Okay, so I want you to see that. So look out in your western sky. You can use the SkyView app if you're having trouble finding them, and it'll tell you which one is Jupiter and which one is Venus. So, yeah, that's going to be so great to get to see all of that happening in the heavens, I think. And, yeah, so that's what we're looking for on the 9th of June. And, of course, this event with the fighters at the Oculus on the White House grounds on the 14th. So we got a big week coming up. So very exciting. I think that's everything. Was there anything else I forgot to mention? You can put it in the chat, and I'll be on the chat for just a little bit. And if you're new here to what we look about as far as how this is biblical, definitely check into my books over on Amazon. This is Biblical. Also, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. Also, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets, as well as The Golden Age. And I also have the audiobooks over on melissaredpill.com. And of course, as it says in Zechariah 13, on that day, a fountain will be opened for the dynasty of David, for the people of Jerusalem, a fountain to cleanse them from all their sins and impurities. All the evil that has gone on is going to be washed away, washed completely away. This fountain, and that's what really those fountains are about, is symbolic of this cleansing that's happening for the entire world. We are living in the day. So, so, so blessed. So I'm going to pop these on here so you can go and check out the books if you haven't already. And like I said, over on Melissa Redpill, you can listen to you. So let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are setting us free from this evil criminal cabal. And Lord, we are, we're excited to see the end of this movie that we've been fighting for so long. Probably a good idea that you didn't tell us it was going to be 10 years, but we are really ready to see the evildoers cast out. Thank you for the messages that we're getting, that full control, and that they are soon, this movie's going to soon be over. Every trip has an end. Lord, we trust your plan completely. We trust your timing on all of this. And we're so excited to see this beautiful golden age that you have planned for us, all the beautiful days that we have ahead. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to use them in a mighty way. Help them to share the truth every day. That is the charge that you have given us thousands of years ago, and it's the charge we have today, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, teach the truth, tell people the truth. Thank you, Lord, that you've opened our eyes and awakened us so that we understand what's going on. We have no fear, no concern, because we know that you are in complete control. And I just pray that you'll just bless them, and so that they can bless the world and bless our channel, so that we can work together to get the truth out about how this is your plan. This is biblical. And I pray you'd also protect their health. I pray you protect them, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We pray for everyone on the front lines, that you'll protect them. We pray for Tulsi Gabbard's husband. We pray for our wonderful Tina Peters. We pray for our wonderful President Trump and all these who are working alongside him, that you would protect them with your heavenly host, that nothing can stop what is coming, and nothing that can harm them, not one hair on any of our heads. We know that you will protect us by your angels that are beside us as we just listen to you. Lord, we ask you to guide us on what to do, how to protect ourselves and those that we love, that you've given us the charge over. Pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus, because we love you and we're so thankful that you loved us first. You bought us with your own blood, and that you have created this beautiful kingdom for us and the beautiful golden age for us. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Love you guys. We're going to jet. I'll see you on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Might come on before that. We'll see. We'll see. I have a kind of a busy week. But anyway, we'll just watch and see. And I guess that's it. I love you. And I will talk to you later.
Sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.